All right, I'm here with Dr. Jim Pivarnik. Did I say that correctly?
Mm-hmm.
And he is professor at Michigan State University in the departments of kinesiology, epidemiology, and biostatistics. He directs the Center for Physical Activity, Health, and is currently MSU Research Integrity Officer. He has served as the president for both the American College of Sports Medicine and the North American Society of Pediatric Exercise Medicine, and currently serves as the ACSM Foundation president. So welcome, Dr. Pivarnik. And I guess I would just like to start out by asking, how was the trip to Pullman, and how have you found the Pacific Northwest so far?
The trip to Pullman was excellent. We flew in from Minnesota, actually. We flew from Michigan to Minnesota to Spokane and spent a night there, and then we drove down yesterday, and it was great. The weather was perfect, and it was my first time driving through the Palouse, so a lot of beautiful rolling hills and clouds and blue sky, and it was very pretty.
Yeah, it's definitely beautiful here. I guess I'll start out by asking you a little bit about some of the research that you've done. We know that you work with pregnant women and physical activity. How did you become interested in that population in particular?
I was interested in pregnant women for many, many years. I have been for many, many years. I actually was approached in my first job at the University of Houston by a high-risk obstetrician who was interested in studying women with heart disease. And the reason was women with heart disease, at least back then, always got a C-section because the belief was that labor and delivery would be too difficult on their hearts. And the question is, well, how difficult is labor and delivery, and how much can a pregnant woman tolerate in terms of exercise? We're talking about the mid to late 80s here. It was not that long ago. So we didn't know very much back then. So I started studying women, bring pregnant women into the lab, and just did basic physiological kinds of challenges to them just to see how they would tolerate them. And then one thing led to another, and now we're to the point where not only is we know exercise during pregnancy is not bad, it's a very, very good thing for mother and offspring.
And for baby.
Yes, very much so. Even later in life, we're finding out that mom's exercise habits seem to help the development of the infant later on, and that's great news.
That is great news. Anything conclusive yet? Are they still longitudinal studies?
We're still looking at that. There's some exciting things. I'm actually working with one of my colleagues now has a mouse model, and he's looking at different diets and different exercise protocols for different mice, maternal mice, and then looking at the offspring and their development. And we're trying to sort of generalize some of those results to humans and do the equivalent studies to the best we can. So it's exciting stuff.
That's very exciting news. I guess, and shifting gears a little bit, so looking at a non-pregnant population, what are some of the most interesting prospective benefits of exercise that you've been privy to in your experience and time working with physical activity?
Well, I think the main thing is when I got into this business, we were still in the stages of, okay, if I want to exercise and train, what is the best way to do that to maximize my training without hurting myself? Well, most people, from a public health standpoint, there's not a lot of those people around. And from a public health standpoint and a longevity standpoint, we're not really worried about those people. They're fit. They're doing the right things. It's everybody else that we're worried about. So the research has changed so much, and the findings have been so incredible that, I mean, exercise is the number one, or lack of exercise, so to speak, is the number one issue for the Centers for Disease Control that we would like this country to get under control, because it's related to so many chronic diseases. And just like exercise is medicine, it is medicine because it helps prevent so many diseases. So it's exciting. And when I got into this field, we weren't anywhere close to knowing that kind of information.
Absolutely. And you mentioned exercise is medicine. Could you, for the folks that haven't heard about that, could you share in brief what exercise is medicine is all about?
Sure. It's a program that started around 2006, 2007, in a combination with the American College of Sports Medicine, which, as you said, I was president of a couple of years later, and the American Medical Association. And the idea was physicians have known for years that if their patients were more physically active, they might lose some more weight, and it would lower their blood pressure and help all sorts of things. But just to try to get their patients to do that was very, very difficult. And unfortunately, reimbursements for things like medications were available from insurance plans, but reimbursements for exercise were not, which is, in a way, doesn't make sense because exercise is such a good medicine. So now we're getting to the point where I think insurance companies are realizing that, hey, our rates should be lower in people who are physically active, who do exercise, because the patients will have fewer chronic diseases, will have to use the healthcare system less, and it's going to be good for their business. So we're slowly coming along, but the point is to get physicians on board and all healthcare providers on board to convince people of how important exercise and physical activity are for your health in general.
Absolutely. And we definitely have some of those staff members here on campus, so yes. Hopefully they'll hear this.
Good.
All right. And with physical activity, so it doesn't cost a lot to get active.
Right.
It's accessible to essentially everyone.
Right.
What are some of the common barriers that you've seen in your research and your experience that seem to be getting in the way of folks, enjoying or at least participating in regular leisure time physical activity?
Well, part of it is still, I think, lack of a better word, ignorance, that people still think exercise, well, I need to join a gym. I need to spend a lot of money. I need to buy a stationary bicycle. I need to buy a treadmill. I need to buy fancy clothes and all of this. And the answer to all of those is no, 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 you don't. As you said, a good pair of walking or running jogging shoes are fine. Adequate clothing when the weather is inclement and a place to walk. If we could get 100% of our population to do that, our healthcare costs would go down so much people would not even believe it. So it's not difficult. So we got to get people's mindset that everyday activities, walking and working in the yard and lawn mowing and snow shoveling and don't ride a cart when you play golf and these sorts of things, dog walking and those sorts of things are all contribute to the physical activity. So it doesn't have to be a prescribed exercise where you have to buy a lot of equipment or play a game or do all sorts of things you don't like to do. It's examine the things you'd like to do and see if you can make them a little bit more active.
Nice. So I don't have to go join the staff rugby team to enjoy these benefits?
No, unless you like the rugby. If you like the rugby, that's a great way to do it. But if you don't, it's pretty funny. I humans don't tend to do things that they don't want to do. So it's like, well, what is it you like to do? That's what I always ask people when they say, well, I don't like to ride a bike or I don't like to. Well, what is it you like to do? And eventually they'll come up with something and you say, okay, well, then walk a little farther. Well, I like to walk with my grandkids. Good. Well, walk a little farther or more times a day or walk with your friends as well and find a good place to throw rocks in the pond and look at the ducks. We're in the Great Northwest here. There's beautiful places to walk and scenery and everything. Incorporate that in your day, and you're getting in your exercise and your physical activity just by doing that.
Yeah, just sitting here in our conversation, I'm thinking when I call home to visit with my folks, maybe I'll do that while I walk.
Sure.
I don't have to be sitting to do that.
That's right. There's so many ways to be active in just daily living that people don't think about it. And once you get it into your lifestyle, then it's easy. It's like brushing your teeth and washing your face, and you put all these other things in there. But you have to do the things that at the end of in most times, I mean, everybody has a bad day, but in general, when you finish your workout, whatever it is, whether it's a walk to the store or with your kids or a bike around the block, whatever it is, that you feel good about it. And if you feel good about it, you're more likely to do it. It's just human nature.
Great. And, yeah, this seems really rational. It makes a lot of sense.
Right.
And I guess if you could speak to our healthcare providers or folks that are in a position to give advice on physical activity, what sort of advice would you have for them giving that information to the layperson?
Right. Well, I certainly would have them encourage it, but I think just to say go out and exercise, the patient in the office might say, okay. And if the healthcare provider knows ways to do that, that's fine. If they don't, because a lot of them aren't taught much about exercise, and I get that. They're not trained to be exercise specialists. That's the kinesiology field.
Sure.
But know your local, and it's up to kinesiology also to know the physicians. Know your local areas where you can send them. Whether it is, if all you know is a particular club or something, that's fine. But if there are programs like you have here at Washington State that can cater to folks for for their physical activity, then send them there. And I think it'll work out nicely. I mean, that's what kinesiology folks, exercise science folks do for a living. So we should be good at it, and we should be more proactive in working with physicians for referrals.
Great. And I guess I'll end on, do you have any additional thoughts, advice for faculty or staff that are wanting to be more physically active, but maybe they're struggling to do so now, or maybe they have a track record of struggling to do so?
Right. Well, I just got to Washington State, but I know some of the people here, and I know you have some programs available for them. I would seek them out. I would try to join the faculty. I think you have a faculty staff program or something. Check it out. If it works, fits in your time frame, I don't know that much about it, but do it. Otherwise, at least seek out advice from the specialists. You've got them here at this university, so seek out their advice. And one size doesn't fit all. So yours might be a little different than somebody else's, and that's fine. So do whatever makes you happy.
Great. Do whatever makes you happy. All right. I just want to say thank you, Dr. Pivarnik. We really appreciate your time.
You're welcome.
And enjoy the rest of your trip
here
in Palouse.
Certainly will. Thank you.
Yep.